delicious, sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, since yesterday was Valentine's Day, by the way, chocolate half off today, by the way, John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Friend, you may have heard that verse a million times, or if it's the first time hearing it, regardless of how many times, that passage is still true today. For those whoever put their trust and faith in Jesus shall inherit eternal life. I love that. Hey, happy post-Valentine's Day. It is Joey Kroll with you this Thursday, February 15th, 2018. Friend, how are you? How was your Valentine's Day yesterday? I know it's a difficult day for a lot of folks for a variety of different reasons, and I pray that you felt his love and his touch yesterday. And well, we didn't have Bible study at church last night in honor of Valentine's Day to kind of give the couples a chance to have their own Bible study. So what we did yesterday, my son and I, Timothy, who's 15 now, we made the girls, my wife and his sister, a nice little dinner. We had our own little restaurant, if you want to call it that, and we just really loved up on them, gave them flowers and so forth. And because my daughter needs to know how to be treated. She just turned 12, by the way. And my son also needs to know how to treat a woman, not just on Valentine's Day, every day as well. So it was a good time yesterday. And like I said, chocolate is half off today. I'm taking advantage of that. So, Fred, I pray that you have yourself a great week. Hey, English conversation classes again at the Great News Radio Center today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Last week was so much fun. Talked about what to do when you feel threatened, and talked about 911 and police and what to do when a police car with its lights on is behind you, what to do. And had a member of the Urbana Police Department speak at the English conversation classes last Thursday. So that was a really good time. And we're doing it again today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Great News Radio Center at Lincoln Square in Urbana. We do it in 6-week increments. And today is the final one for the next couple of weeks. We pick back up again on Thursday, March 1st. If you're interested in teaching either beginner or intermediate instruction, just give us a call. 217-367-7777. Always looking for teachers. And I'll tell you what a great way to minister and what a great way to be a blessing to our community, really. English conversation classes, again, at the Great News Radio Center today from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Then we'll take a couple of weeks off and pick back up again on Thursday, March 1st. For more details, just visit greatnewsradio.org. And click on About. You'll see like a drop-down menu that says English Conversation Classes. Well, with all that money that you're going to be saving with half-off chocolate today, would you consider helping this radio ministry here at Great News Radio to share the gospel each and every day to those who tune in? And you're able to do so by financially partnering with this listener-supported radio ministry. You literally fuel our efforts in sharing the truth of God's word right here in East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. And your gift, by the way, is 100% tax deductible. You can make your gift online. That's how we do it in our home, greatnewsradio.org. Click on the button that says donate. That's 100% safe and secure. greatnewsradio.org. Click on donate. Or if it's easier for you, you can just drop a check in the mail. Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And we truly greatly appreciate every gift, every phone call, every gift of support, every prayer that is made on behalf of this radio ministry. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I'll tell you what, you are going to be in for a treat today. Coming up, I have on the phone Bart Millard, the lead singer of the group Mercy Me. Yeah, they're the group that sang I Can Only Imagine. Well, they're going to be coming up with a movie about that song. And we're going to be talking about that right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends.
we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to
Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Listener Support, a great news radio friend. I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful Thursday, a great week, and We have on the phone here today Bart Millard, the lead singer of the Christian group Mercy Me. They're that same group that sang I Can Only Imagine. That's been out for several years now, and they're going to be making it into a movie. It's actually already been made. It's going to be coming out on March 16th, and we have Bart Millard on the phone today. So I guess there's this big old story behind the song, and they're putting it on the big screen. So Bart, tell us a little bit about the movie here.
The movie is pretty much the story of my childhood and my relationship with my abusive father, who was diagnosed with cancer when I was in high school, and that season kind of transformed him, where he went from being a monster to being a man that was desperately and passionately in love with Jesus. And by the time he passed away, my freshman year in college, was, you know, the godliest man I've ever known. And the song came, I Can Only Imagine, came out a couple years after that, but it all started leaving the gravesite. My grandmother saying, I can only imagine what your dad, what Bub's seeing in heaven right now. And somebody about 7 years ago approached me and heard the story on stage and wanted to make a movie about it. And we never thought in a million years it would actually happen. Now here we are.
Yeah, no kidding. It's amazing what doors God can open for us, really. Tell us about your response. There you are. You're singing, you're sharing the story, and somebody comes up to you, says, hey, I want to make a movie about your life there.
At first I thought, man, my life's not that entertaining. Yeah, I just thought, I don't know if this is going to work. And then just watching them going on set and watching them film it and act out the parts, I became really intrigued by it. I was able to separate myself and kind of become a fan of, like, I think it's Dennis Quaid's best performance of his career. The hardest part was probably walking into them shooting these scenes and some being pretty, you know, as about as accurate as you can be for a movie, of just and going through some of the abusive scenes as a kid. I can honestly say I didn't quite prepare myself emotionally for what I was about to step into.
Yeah, I remember, I think you shared one time that nobody really knew when you were growing up, nobody really knew how abusive your father was.
I can't remember a week in my life where I wasn't beaten 3 or 4 times a week, you know, most of my childhood. But it was behind closed doors. No one ever had a clue about it. You know, and my dad was a football hero and everybody loved him on the outside. And that's what made the transformation unique, because my dad didn't, you know, start preaching on the corner or wearing WWJD bracelets all the time. It was what he did behind closed doors. That's where the transformation took place. It just, his whole demeanor completely changed, because at first I didn't want grace to be for him. I didn't trust it was real. And I was like a, you know, abused pet or something like that. But it was undeniable after years of just spending all that time with him, and I've never seen anything more consistent in my life than the transformation that took place in him.
And you experienced and saw that transformation.
Yeah, as a 19-year-old, I became consumed with thinking about my dad being in a better place rather than missing him. Like, it was way easier to swallow than walking into an empty bedroom and obsessing about that I got the dad I always wanted, and now he's gone. And so I, you know, almost to an OCD level, became obsessed with heaven, to where if I had a pen in my hand, I would write the phrase I Can Only Imagine down anything I get my hands on for quite some time.
Yeah, and when you wrote the song I Can Only Imagine, it didn't take you 4 months to write. It came to you within just a couple of minutes, didn't it?
We were working independent record and needed one more song the night before we went to the studio, and I literally was trying to find a blank page to start writing on, and every page in all my journals had I Can Only Imagine or some version of that imagine or whatever written on every page. And I was kind of like, okay, I get it, God.
Yeah, I know, right? So the movie comes out March 16th. What do you think your dad would say if he sat in the audience and saw the movie of his life in that theater?
I think deep down he would love it. I mean, you know, he loved Dennis Quaid and you know, like, his favorite movie was The Right Stuff, and he absolutely loved Dennis Quaid's character in that. But I think he'd also be like, man, y'all are making a big deal out of nothing. This is a blue collar guy that never made more than $21,000 a year and raising 2 boys. And he would just think that there's no story worth telling in his life. It'd be the biggest thing he'd probably do.
And oftentimes those are the best stories. I mean, where God can take a nobody and really turn it around for his glory. It's fantastic. And Bart, I know you have, I was told you only had a couple of minutes, and just want to wrap up here, but what is your hope for the movie, I can only imagine.
I hope that people realize that the story's not over yet. We have a tendency to write people off like there's no chance for them. It's just not going to happen. I'm telling you, if there was one guy that I thought would never come to know Christ or be this passionate about Jesus, it would be my dad, and I never saw this coming in a million years. That's kind of the response we've gotten so far, is people going, man, I've given up on my father or my adult son or whatever, and you know, this is telling me to keep praying and to, you know, keep hoping, and the story's not finished yet in any of our lives. And you know, as long as we're breathing, there's hope in Christ, and that anything can happen.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, friend, talk about a beautiful, beautiful song. I know many of us listening just in the last couple of minutes may be thinking of a loved one. Maybe that song was played at their funeral. And I don't know about you, but for those who are children of God, for those who believed in his name, those who have called Jesus their Lord and Savior, we are promised the hope of eternity. And I'll tell you what a wonderful testimony Bart Millard gave of his, just his father, just truly had a testimony living up and being abusive as a father, and his dad found Christ in the middle and in the midst of brokenness. And I don't know about you, friend, but I am so grateful that we have a Heavenly Father who swoops down and comes to where we are. And dear friend, that same promise is applicable to you wherever you are here today in 2018. And I'm going to wrap our program up today in the way I started it. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever, no matter how messy your life is, no matter how dirty and how many stains you have upon your name, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Friend, put your trust, put your faith, put your hope in Jesus today. For more details, just call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse thee.